Houstonians are dealing with terrible floods today. At least 5 people are dead. Many schools and businesses closed, and major roads are flooded after more than a foot of rain fell in the city over the last couple days. More rain is possible throughout the day today, and a flash flood watch is in effect until tomorrow morning. Michael Walter is with the Houston Office of Emergency Management. He's with us. And Michael Walter, how are things looking today in Houston?
So things are starting to improve here in this city. Obviously, we have not had the same level of rainfall that we had the day prior. Unfortunately, what we're seeing is we continue to have areas of high water across our roadways. In addition, some of our local bayous, because that water is draining from the north of us, we are seeing some rises in some of those bayous, and so we're continuing to monitor that situation closely.
And many of us have seen that video that has now gone viral to some degree of a man in his car. He drives into what he thinks is just a puddle. It turns out to be quite deep water. And he gets out of his car and is rescued by a television reporter. Have you had other incidents like that happening in and around Houston over the last 24 hours or so, as people don't realize how much water is on the roadways and drive their cars in?
Unfortunately, we have seen a lot of that. There's a lot of folks who just don't heed the message that, you don't want to drive into an area of high water. If you cannot see the roadway, that water is too high for you. We have unfortunately had some fatalities as a result of that. People driving into areas are getting caught in areas of high water. This is part of living in Southeast Texas, is that we do encounter some of these situations throughout the year. And so we really want our people here to really pay attention to that message and not drive into those flooded areas so, they don't put themselves, their families, and our first responders at risk.
Are you still suggesting that people stay home at this point?
At this point, we're telling people to venture out with caution. If they can stay home, it's still better to try to stay home. Traffic all across the Houston area is pretty terrible today as a result of areas of high water and normal roads being closed and things like that. So if folks can stay home, we're asking them to. Many of our school districts are closed today just to allow some of the water to come down. If you do have to venture out, we're asking everybody just take extra precaution, be patient, and plan for additional extra time today trying to get where you need to go.
How much more rain are you likely to see in Houston in the coming days?
We may see a few more inches of rain throughout the area, so we're continuing to monitor that. In the last 24 hours, we've received about 2 inches downtown, and so there is additional rainfall forecasted. It's probably not going to be like what we saw yesterday, which resulted in the catastrophic flooding. Unfortunately, though, our ground is already saturated, the bayous are already full, so that water really has no place to go. So if we do receive any significant amount of rainfall, that could continue to impact our community.
Michael Walter, this is not the first time that Houston has seen major flooding, but how much more significant is it this year than in previous years, if it is?
So the pretty much the largest flooding event we've had in Houston history was Tropical Storm Allison, where we received over 45 inches in 3 days, which is just intense amount of rain. So this was the flood control district is saying this was the second largest rainfall that we've seen in a condensed area since Tropical Storm Allison. So,
and that was back in 2001, right?
2001, yeah. And so we had a significant flood incident out here in Memorial Day of 2015, and the flood that we had yesterday actually likely exceeds that Memorial Day flood. So at this point, we're still in our damage assessment. We're still somewhat in emergency operations, trying to make sure people are safe, and then we'll move to our damage assessment phase, where we really figure out what kind of impacts there are. The mayor is already meeting with some of our nonprofit agencies and a couple of the other organizations and city departments to see what our next steps are going to be to help folks recover from this really devastating situation.
That's Michael Walter with the Houston Office of Emergency Management. Michael Walter, best of luck to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
And let's turn now to Craig Cohen, host of Houston Matters at Houston Public Media. And Craig, picking up on what we just heard there, one of the things that is very different between this flood and the one back in 2001 is there are about 30% more people in the Houston area now, which I imagine would make a big difference when it comes to a flood like this.
Indeed, we have lots and lots of new Houstonians who have not been through storms and floods here and may not be prepared for them. Consider that Harris County added more people in the last 3 years than any other county in the country. That said, based on what we saw here Monday, most people are aware and we're heeding warnings from officials to stay home. Where folks tend to get swept up by flooding tends to be what happened yesterday. Big, heavy rains early in the morning. You get stuck in traffic on a highway or a roadway where you can't turn around, and then water start to rise.
And another thing that we've been reading about when it comes to the floods there is that Houston has particularly soft soil.
Yes, we do. And we're also at sea level. So we do routinely flood. But again, it's sort of the combination of that and the incredible growth that we've seen here in recent years.
And Craig, we hear that there's concern about some of the infrastructure there as well.
That's right. There's concern about condition of a couple of dams that hold back stormwater on Houston's west side. Millions are already being spent to repair these two dams because so many people and structures would be at risk if they failed. According to the Army Corps of Engineers, a dam failure could cause flooding from Buffalo Bayou and downtown all the way over to Brays Bayou and the medical center. The Corps has been monitoring leaks underneath the dam gates and has designated the Attucks and Barker dams, quote, extremely high risk and among six dams most critically in need of repair in the nation. That's why there's so much money being poured into addressing those dams now. And that was going on before this week's storms.
How long until the city gets back to normal, do you think?
Well, we could see additional rain for the next couple of days. It could be a number of days after that before the water fully recedes. Then we get the full extent of flood damage. There are still some residents in some areas of town recovering from last Memorial Day's floods. So I guess you could say it could be a long slog before we're back to normal, unless you want to think of always recovering from flooding as normal.
That's Craig Cohen, host of Houston Matters on Here Now contributor Houston Public Media. Craig, thank you.
You're welcome.